flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz and banging microphones. We are in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. We are at Radio Row. Donovan McNabb joins us every Monday at 4 o'clock during the Eagles season, and the Eagles season has gone to the very, very longest period it could. The call is brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, how are you feeling, man?
Yes. I'm doing great. How you doing?
What's up, Big Five?
We're doing great, man.
What's happening? The energy level's a little down over there. This ain't our normal Monday.
Well, yeah, we didn't have a game this week.
Y'all act like y'all had a bye week, and y'all trying to get back ready to go.
Well, we traveled down yesterday, so, you know, and true to form, we started early. So, yeah,
Okay, on a Sunday? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, you know. when you're out of town, every day is Friday. For
yes,
you.
Sir.
I know that's right.
Dude, our show doesn't start till 2, Donovan.
We had time to sleep in. So, listen, bro, down here, real quick, what do you remember about, because I get asked this a lot, so what do you remember about our Super Bowl week down in Jacksonville coming into that week as far as all the hoopla and the pomp and circumstances surrounding the game? You know, stuff like media day and all of that stuff. What was your thought process going into that week?
Man, you know, the things I remember, how cold it was out there in Jacksonville. Like you think of some of these Super Bowls, these cats out here in short sleeves, they out here in bucket hats and sunglasses. Man, it was a direct opposite for us. Remember we were standing out there for that team picture for over an hour?
Yep. And the cameraman couldn't get it right. How many pictures did we have to take?
Exactly. But you know what? I think the best thing for a lot of these teams that really happened for us is the fact that week in between, we were able to kind of get out our excitement of making it to the Super Bowl that week. And when we went down, it was kind of almost business as usual. I remember the week of all of us kind of going to dinner and kind of spending time together at the hotel and in the ballroom when we're eating or whatever, and just kind of doing the same things we usually do on the day before the game, when we, you know, getting our burgers and ice cream and all that. We just sit at the table till 12 o'clock or so, just laughing and cracking jokes. Yep. And so I just remember the camaraderie and just kind of spending more time together, man, just we see in this game, it could be your last game together. It could be a start of 5 to 10 years together, whatever it may be. And then finally to get over that hump and making it to the Super Bowl, we were just ready and just anxious to get the game going. But as far as all the hoopla during the week with the media and the pictures and all the obligations that we had to do, all of us was kind of like tired of that. We just wanted to play ball.
You know, looking back on it, not the game itself, Donovan, but looking back on it and the lead up to it, is there anything now that you look back and you say, maybe I should have handled this way? Or because everything's so different, you can't just do your normal, you know, your normal routine. Is there anything you look back and you say, well, if I had to do it again, I would do this differently?
No, we got to understand, we're, as football players, we're so regiment-oriented that we're used to a plan. And once we go with that plan, we're so superstitious, too. So when we go with that plan, and if anything is off from what we're used to, we feel like it messes everything up. Yeah. And so, you know, I was more than anything itinerary-based. I didn't ever write it down. I just knew kind of what I needed to do, when I needed to be there, and the stuff that I had to go through. And just, you know, yeah, I mean, could it have been different? Yeah, it could have been different, because I know everybody would love to hear me say, yeah, if I changed something, we would have went to Super Bowl more than once. But, you know, things happen. Things happen, and it just didn't happen the other times that we went, and we made it once, which, you know, I would have loved to be in the Super Bowl, to be honest with you, 4 or 5 times. Like, yeah. Don't get me wrong. We all would love that. But, you know, it just didn't happen. I mean, how you think the Buffalo Bills and Chip Kelly feel? They would have loved their 1-1 Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
They're people in their career who never even made a conference championship.
Yeah.
So does that mean they're not great? No. Just things happen.
So, Donovan, the game. Big game on Sunday, a rematch of 2 years ago. The Steve Spagnuolo, Jalen Hurts sort of matchup. What do you think about this whole thing and how this is going to play itself out?
Well, I think what you're going to see from Spags is going to change up from his approach. I think probably about 50% of what he gave us in the last season. And I say that because I think it's secondary-wise, they feel much more confident with the guys that they have in their secondary. And with Reed and McDuffie, I think those guys, and as well as their defensive line, they feel like they can do enough to at least neutralize the run game, you know, that we have. Now, what do we watch? Do we watch the film from the last Super Bowl? No, I think we need to watch teams like Houston, teams like Baltimore, like teams that they've played against, who have running attacks like ours. And then we have to look at what that opens up. Does that open up the middle of the football field? Yes, because I think they haven't fared well versus most of the tight ends in the NFL. So what does that mean? Now we need to throw it to Dallas Geist. We got to utilize the middle of the football field. And so I think it's going to be quite interesting to see how that first quarter and a half goes and how we approach it.
How do you like Jalen coming off the last game that he played in that championship game, where the passing game looked like it sort of got back on track? If Spags is going to load up to try to slow down Saquon, there's going to be opportunities to throw the ball early in the game. You're feeling confident and comfortable where Jalen is at right now as a passer?
I do. And you know why? What was my conversation coming into that first round of the playoffs? That was Jalen's first game back from the concussion.
Right.
And so, it's going to take some time to kick the rust off. And, yes, he's had, what, 3 games now where, you know, we can say we've seen drastic progress.
Yeah, and he's got better each game. Yeah, get better each game.
And we can say that this is what we've seen and what we know of Jalen. And so I love when everybody just keep challenging Jalen and questioning everything about his ability. The man is a winner, man. Like, he's been questioned ever since he got to Alabama in the spring of whatever year that was, and became a starter after spring ball, not even as a true freshman yet. And so the guy understands the game. He knows how to prepare. He knows what he needs to do. And to be honest, if he plays the way he played in that first, his first Super Bowl here in Arizona, I think it'll be a whole different result.
Oh, yeah.
Now, on the other side, we are going against a guy who is building a case to be remembered as, you know, potentially the greatest quarterback who has ever played in Patrick Mahomes. If you are the defensive coordinator and you have that guy on the other side, what is your strategy with him?
Well, again, it's for your linebackers and your safety. You have to do a great job of covering. But what I would do with them is I would widen my end and have them rush upfield, and then I would blitz them up the middle. Because now you're putting so much pressure on him to try to push up in the pocket. When you're blitzing him up the middle, that eliminates that. See, the thing about Patrick is not a get outside of the end and to scramble kind of a guy. He's a push up and then he feathers. And so when you have a guy like that, that's going to push him deeper in his drop, which will put him at about 12 to 15 yards. And so if you're blitzing up the middle and you're able to collapse the pocket on him, then now all of a sudden it works in your favor.
Yeah, it is a, you know, it's sort of like a limit the damage kind of thing with Mahomes, I feel like, because he's not going to give us the game. You know, he's not going to gift the Eagles the game. And it almost seems like the best – I know it sounds like an easy thing to say, hey, build up a lead, but I think what we're all worried about is a fourth quarter when the Chiefs are within a score, you know, on the other side of it, even if we have a lead. That's a guy that – like he might be the most terrifying guy I've seen in that situation.
Well, it's funny you say that. Yes, he does a great job of just giving his team a chance to win games.
Yep.
And we've seen him, you know, be able to complete the task of winning. But the thing about it, with playing that team, you have to be able to neutralize the clock. And we've seen in majority of those games where all of a sudden you're giving them 2.5 minutes, you're giving them right after the 2-minute drill. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're giving them time, but you have to be able to eat up clock and finish. The thing about them, and I was saying this to one of the guys out here, they're basically like the New England Patriots of today's era. And what they do is they capitalize on your mistakes and they make you pay for it. And so you give credit to Andy, you give credit to Spags, you give credit to all of those, that coaching staff over there, because they've been through the situation and they know how to prepare for it. And so major credit to them, but you just can't let them hang around in games.
Yeah, it's one of those games, man. I think it comes down to, honestly, who makes the fewest amount of turnovers. Neither one of these teams turn the ball over a lot, but we are extremely careful with the football. We got to find a way to be able to take one possession away from Kansas City somewhere. We got to find a way to take one possession away from them.
It's got to be a tip ball pick. It's got to be a fumble, like a strip or something. But then with that, we got to capitalize on it. It can't be a field goal.
Yep.
It has to be a touchdown. And so now you kind of separate a little bit more from it. So it puts pressure on them. If they go three and out or drive and kick a field goal, we have to continuously put up points.
Donovan, before we ask for your prediction on the game, you are now going to get the scenario that we've been asking everyone that I came up with last week. And I want to know which one you'd pick. If, assuming you're cheering for the Eagles. Here are the two scenarios.
What do you mean assuming he's
cheering?
Well,
no. I'm saying from that perspective. From that perspective. You could see one of these two things. There's 3 minutes left in the game. Scenario one, the Eagles are up 4 points and the Chiefs have the ball on their own 20 with a chance to score. Scenario two, the Eagles are down 4 points with the ball on their own 20 with a chance to score with 3 minutes left. Which scenario would you rather be in?
I would take up.
Us with the ball.
No, he's saying he would take being up the points.
Oh, being up. Being okay. Up.
Yeah,
being up.
I would
okay.
take being up.
Okay.
Because, to be honest, let's put it on our defense.
Yeah.
Let's put it on our defense. Because what has everybody talked about? Everyone's questioned Jalen. And then they basically said that our defense has progressed. Our defense has kind of made their mark. Because remember, in that last Super Bowl, our defense set the record for sacks. We didn't get one sack on them. Remember that, right?
Yeah.
So now it's time for our defense to elevate and our defense to be able to make a play, which I believe that our defense will make that play.
So, Donovan, the game is 6 days away. Chiefs, Eagles. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I mean, taking from the last meeting that we had, it was one that you definitely didn't want to miss anything. So, I mean, I would definitely probably say 28-23.
Eagles?
I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
I take it.
That's a game that's going to make me nervous, buddy.
that's why I said our last game is going to be one of those games that you don't want to miss anything, because a three and out would look outstanding, because it'll be a drive. It could be something that is like three and out. Oh man. Or you just miss a deep ball. Or you know what I'm saying? You miss a pass or just miss a first down on a great run. It's going to be like that.
All right, Donovan. You're going to be down here? When are you getting to New Orleans?
Yeah, I'll see you guys down there. I'll be over there probably on a Thursday and Friday.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Come on, man.
What about Wednesday?
That's when all the big dogs come to town.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday.
Thursday.
Thursday night.
You leave it on Thursday night. But I'll be down on Wednesday, Ike.
I'll be
at Radio Row on Thursday.
Okay.
Got you. Man, I just need to know why. I call you Wednesday when you get here.
You know we talked about that.
All right, Donovan.
All right, broski. I'll see you in a minute.
Sir.
All right.
I'll see you.
There he is. You know, the craziest thing about winning the turnover battle is – I thought that AFC Championship game with the Bills was such a great game, but the Bills got that turnover. You know, they fumbled the handoff, and the Chiefs fumbled the handoff in the first half. They got that turnover. The Bills, even though Josh Allen tried a few times, did not turn the ball over.
Right.
And they got that scenario, right? They got the scenario, losing the game, but with the ball in Josh Allen's hands. And Spagnuolo dialed up that blitz and ended the game. And they lost, winning the turnover battle against the Chiefs.
Yeah, I guess, honestly, there is no easy way with either one of those scenarios. That's why you normally get a pause.
Yeah, you get
that pregnant pause before somebody gives you that answer, because you really want to think about it a couple times. You're like, hold on, do I want the ball down? Or do I want to be on defense?
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. I'm just looking at it like, give me the lead. And I got to cross my fingers and hope that the defense can hold on.
Yep. Well, I hope Jalen Carter makes a couple big plays.
Yeah, that's where I got to do it.
Makes a big play.
Because I just – not that I don't believe Jalen can do it. I just don't – first of all, it wouldn't be easy to go down and score against Spags defense. But I'd rather have the comfortable feeling of being up.
I'll tell you what. Jalen goes down the field, scores a touchdown to win the game against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Everything you want me to say for the next 6 months, it becomes a lot easier, a lot more difficult for me to fight.
To argue against, yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's. Your engagement destination online at marks-jewelers.com. Which do you feel more about the game since last week, more confident or more nervous? It sticks at 70.9% more confident. Joining us here on Radio Row, they call him the King of Radio Row. That is Elliot Shore Parks. No, I guess not. There we go. Elliot? Nope.
No, it's going well.
That's the wrong mic, I think.
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
Did he change mics?
No. We don't hear him at all.
That's going well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was too loud, so I turned it down.
Yep.
All right, well, listen, we'll work on it.
I promise you.
If only we had an engineer.
Yep, I promise you, Elliot's here. Try again, Elliot. Keep talking.
No.
Well, I'll talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Elliot, you can just talk back to me. You know nobody can hear you.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Put out one tweet about Jalen, and they basically cut his mic off.
Well,
look, Jack, give your headphones up.
You don't get Elliot, you get OG Wade. OG, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG.
Listen, I'm only here to make my claim right now because you know I played a long game. And I hear a lot of people talking about Patrick Mahomes and this and that. Jalen Hurts. At the end of the game on Sunday, will clearly be the best quarterback in the NFL, and he will be the best quarterback on that field that day. And I'm going to tell you something else. This man is building a Hall of Fame career. Right now, he's already in the conversations after just 5 years. So I've been saying this a whole lot, and even in the beginning, what this man is about. And all y'all do is knock it down. But guess what? Sunday ain't going to be no more, you think he's better? No. It's going to be clear And that's why I got the OG Wave 4-point system t-shirt.
Oh, here we go.
Would you stop it?
I'm going to let it being printed up, and I'm going to tell you right now, Eagles win. OG Wave 4-point system wins again.
Yeah.
What, and I'm here to tell you.
Now, what again, if the 4-point system is tied, can you remind us what happens?
I'm telling you, ain't even got to worry about it. Because it's not going to be tied. Okay? It's not going to be tied. It's very clear right now that Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback, because all of y'all elite. I didn't gave y'all a whole month to talk about what's elite. So far, Spike, the quarterback that you named elite ain't even accomplished half the things that Jalen Hurts have accomplished. So we up out of there on that one. You understand?
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm going to say that my pupil there, you know, my knowledge without college student, Elliot Shore Parks can't get on right now.
He's there. He's on now.
I can't hear him at all.
But
he's on.
I hear him. But, my point to you guys,
is that you heard it from
OG first, okay? We're winning the Super Bowl because we won the OG Wave 4-point system. That's it. So y'all can sit down there at your little radio row with your little microphones and every damn thing, try to do all this little cute stuff that y'all do. Yeah, it's cute. Okay, at the end of the day, it's going to be like I said it, okay? That's what it's going to be.
I got to ask you a question. He can hear you.
Everyone's got you.
I'm surprised, though, G, that you're not going to be here for this.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not coming down to New Orleans, man.
Didn't he say he's on parole?
Yes.
It ain't no surprises. It ain't up to me, bro. I got to get permission to leave the state. You know what I'm saying? I'm a lifer.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Jack,
I won't go deep into that.
Take them stripping clothes off.
Shut up. They're perfectly fine.
You a damn Chippendale or something. Like, you damn one of them. What is them? Macho Man, them dudes that sing that macho man. What is that? What was
that? The village people.
You look like the damn village people. Yeah.
Listen,
come on, man. Get your life together, man.
When you're starting to feel confident in yourself again, you start wearing a little tighter clothes.
Get your life together, man. All those
my life's
clothes
going well.
Thing.
Well, you can travel state to state.
You're in New Orleans.
Why don't you get your life together?
About lives, yeah.
Yeah, you in New Orleans. You ain't in San Francisco, man. Come on, man.
All right.
The end of OG.
Yes.
So everyone else can hear Elliot, right?
Yeah, everyone can hear Elliot.
Talk. All right. I hear him in my regular ear.
Awesome.
I don't hear him in that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I took the headphones off.
Yes.
Yeah. What's up, E?
How you doing, Elliot? Fran can barely hear him. Now, Fran, can you hear him now? Talk, Elliot. We're just going to do this on the air.
Well, I thought dinner was amazing.
How does he
sound
now?
Very faint over the air.
Great. Awesome. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Put the mic in your mouth.
Yeah, Ike's line this week is put the mic in your mouth.
No, we're going to take a break.
Yeah, it's professional.
Yeah, I'm going
I'm
going to knock the table over.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you.
I know.
You know.
No, that's great.
Yeah, you know I'm not.
I know. Right. I'm mad at the situation.
Yeah, so am I. But we're happy that we're here.
I'm not mad at all.
Yeah, I know.
My mic sounds still pretty good.
Yeah, the
Mr. Carefree.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Are we going to break?
Yeah,
might as well.
All right, then. Yeah. Well, I can do my read.
Yeah.
Then.
So I'll throw the mics down at the same time.
What do we have coming up next? Oh, wait, by the way, prop bets next. I have a lot of, silly prop bets to go over with you guys.
So I like it.
We'll talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, live from New Orleans.
Hey, is your hair thinning? But don't wait. It's not going to stop, right? And please, don't fall for the scams on social media that say that you can get your hair back in weeks. It's just not true. The experts at Glad Hair by Morgan Stern Medical have approved treatments like TED, PRP, and Exosomes to help keep your hair that you already have. And should it come a time that you do need hair restoration, and guess what? Glad is the name that you can trust. Be the best you that you can be and get your confidence back. Call 610-980-4000 or visit GladHairMCTR.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show. We like Spike and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks with us. Not talking yet, but
we think he's with us.
Yeah, we're working on that. We're working on that, baby. You want to hear Elliot, we're going to bring you Elliot. We are in New Orleans at Radio Row for the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Now, Ike, Jack, you know Super Bowl is big not just for betting, not just for prop bets, but the silly little prop bets. they have.
Yeah.
I want to throw some at you. Let me know which way you'd bet given the odds. Here is the first one. Will a player or coach cry during the national anthem?
Well,
facts.
Yes is minus 430.
Wow.
No plus 285.
Yeah, somebody's crying.
You think so?
It will not be Andy.
It will not be Andy.
Andy's not going to cry. I agree with you. Andy will cry. All right. Next one. Will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift? Yes is plus 500. No minus 950.
No.
I don't think he would do that.
No.
I think there's a chance.
Really?
That's been the leaked script talk that I've seen.
Ah, the script.
Yeah.
I hope he does.
No.
I hope he does.
Fran, do you hear Elliot?
Nope.
Fran doesn't hear Elliot. I hear Elliot a little bit.
Well, I hear him.
Yeah, I hear him a little bit.
You hear him, Jack?
Only a little bit.
Only a little bit, yeah.
And if Fran can't hear him, that means no one's hearing
him.
That
no one can hear him.
Bro.
By the way, I think there is zero chance of this happening. I think... For Jason Kelce to here's the thing.
Travis Kelce
is a good teammate. He's been with these guys a long time.
Yeah.
He proposes to her right after this game. It takes the spotlight away from the Chiefs Super Bowl.
Makes it all about him.
I don't think he would do that.
No.
I don't think he would do that at all. Now, maybe next day, maybe after, maybe that night. But while this is all happening, I think that's a no. There are some odds on Kendrick Lamar halftime show guests.
Yeah.
Future is plus 125.
Okay.
Metro Boomin, I don't know who that is plus 125.
It's a producer.
Lil Wayne is plus 164. That'd be a good one for here.
Well, yeah, they do have one song together. I don't know if it's fit for a Super Bowl.
Okay. And Baby Keem is plus 170.
Who?
I don't know.
Another baby?
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of babies.
How many babies we got?
There's a lot
of babies. There's a lot of babies out there.
A lot of lulls and a lot of babies.
He's right.
Yep. All right. Here's a good one. Any quarterback to record a reception.
That's my favorite.
Yes is plus 1,600.
Yeah.
No is minus 6,600.
I like
How about
that.
Now?
Oh, I hear
How about now?
Now, do you hear him, Fran?
We don't even hear Fran.
All right.
So,
Fran, do you hear him?
Nothing.
All right.
Nothing. Back of the station doesn't hear anything. I hear him loud and clear.
You sound great here, buddy.
That's what everyone says.
I think you're making great points here.
Yeah, thank you.
But no one over the air can hear you.
Yeah, no one over the air. This is an interesting window into the radio.
I know. You're handling it well, actually.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All things considered.
Inside, you should see the
Inside,
wall.
I know you're doing horribly, but at least over the air, you're fine.
Any non-quarterback to throw a touchdown.
Yep.
Yes. And now, by the way, my voice sounds weird. I don't know if anybody hears that, but my voice sounds weird. Any non-quarterback. No, now it sounds better. Now it sounds weird again. Now it sounds better. Oh, it's coming through his mic.
Wow. Even better.
There we go. An offensive lineman to score a touchdown, yes is plus 2,800, no minus 40,000.
Dude, a Lane Johnson touchdown?
Now, by the way, does it count if they recover a fumble in the end zone?
Ooh.
I would think so.
I think it does.
That would count.
It does.
Here are some long shots. Opening kickoff for return for a touchdown, odds are 75-1.
Yeah, don't see that happen.
The first score to be a safety is 100-1.
That's it?
Yeah. A player to record an octopus. That is when the player scores the touchdown and also scores the two-point conversion.
Ah.
That is 14-1.
When the hell did they come up with that name?
I don't know. I've never heard that one
octopus.
Before.
Octopus.
And two more. Two more Taylor Swift-related props. Will Taylor Swift appear on stage with Kendrick Lamar?
Ooh.
Plus 1,000 is yes and no is minus 5,000. I think there's very little chance.
Yeah,
of that.
I do not see that one.
Yeah. And then finally, who will be shown first sitting directly next to Taylor Swift? There's Andrea Swift, Donna Kelce, Kylie Kelce, Caitlin Clark, or Brittany Mahomes. I would go with Andrea Swift.
No, it's Brittany Mahomes.
Brittany Mahomes going to be next to her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now it's shown first sitting next to her. So it's not only sitting next to her.
But it's shown first.
So if Caitlin Clark happens to be sitting next to her, I think Caitlin Clark is shown first.
Well, I would imagine Caitlin Clark on one side and Brittany Mahomes on the other side.
Oh, there you go.
So to your point, which one is shown first? Probably Caitlin Clark.
Probably Caitlin Clark, yeah. 215-592-9494. Larry and Chalfont, you're on WIP.
Hey, Larry. Guys, how you doing? Ike, Spike, and Jack in NOLA. How you doing?
No, we're doing good, buddy.
We're great. Never been better.
Yes, sir.
I'll bet. Well, let me get straight to it. I'm confident. We play our game as we've been playing in all three phases of the game. And we're healthy, relatively healthy. I mean, we've still got some folks that are not up 100%, but nobody's 100%. I think we'll be fine. And I think the birthday boy is going to be the MVP.
Now, there's two birthday boys. Do you mean Cooper DeJean or Saquon Barkley?
There you go. I mean Saquon.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yo, I'll take Cooper DeJean. That would be really awesome.
Well, I'll take any Eagle being the MVP, quite honestly. I don't care who it is. It could be Jake Elliott. It could be Braden Mann. I don't care who the Eagle is to get MVP as long as it's an Eagle.
Well, I'll tell you who it won't be. It won't be Braden Mann. That's
well, you sure. Never know.
Hey, I got to tell you guys, man, I'm not a Kriegsman, but I live for 5:30. You guys.
Oh, man. We love that.
Everyone here is excited as well.
I cannot wait for you guys to destroy Radio Row, man.
Yeah, that's in about an hour. And by the way, Larry, to that point, Radio Row, I would say on a Monday, is about half full. By Wednesday, everyone will be here and we'll be able to. Because right now, the negative about it is we're just annoying Odyssey stations because they're the ones closest to us. So we'll be annoying our Houston station and D.C. and Kansas City. You can try to talk, Elliot. I don't think.
I actually think it's worse to do the creed now.
All right. Everyone can hear you now.
I think people can hear me. Yeah.
Can you tell them?
Elliot!
Can you tell the engineers?
Wow. Some people are saying this is the best 40 minutes I've ever done.
Yeah. Some people are saying that.
Silent ESP.
You guys are going to have that whole town singing at 5:30, man. Trust me.
That's right.
Yes.
I definitely think it's worse to do it today when it's only half full as opposed to fully full rest of the week. More awkward.
Okay.
More awkward for
who? I got a song.
Yeah, a song for what?
For Super Bowl 59, an Eagle.
Okay, what you got?
Can you guys deal with it? I got a song.
Well.
But are you going to sing it?
Yeah, we got a gong ready for you, buddy. So go ahead. But we reserve the right to stop at any time.
It's all good. Okay. I'm not Judy Garland, but you'll figure it out.
Okay.
Ready?
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
This year over New Orleans, way up high, there's a team on a mission. Just watch our Eagles fly. This year over New Orleans, skies are blue, and our dream of a Super Bowl title will come true. Sunday we'll play the KC Chiefs and beat the living heck out of Mahomey. His targets will be making drops, our defense will make all the stops, and we'll be smiling. Somewhere over New Orleans, Eagles fly over New Orleans, fly Eagles, Eagles fly. If winning, Philly, Eagles fly. Beyond New Orleans, fly, Eagles. Eagles fly. E-A-E-L-E-S, Eagles.
There it is. Way to close it out, buddy. Way to close it out.
He was hitting the gong was getting very close to Larry. Elliot.
Meaning you wanted it to stop?
Yeah. It was too long.
Interesting.
It was better than I expected, though.
Yeah, no.
I thought he sang it with a little, you know.
Well, the thing about Philadelphia, I don't know if this is in other cities, but when our teams succeed, something happens within the fan base, and they're like, we got to make songs.
Agreed, or poems.
Yeah.
Like, let's get creative.
Yeah. And I get emailed every time there's a run. When I was program director,
I'll be getting them this
week, every time there's a team that made a run, the email box would be flooded with, I got a song about this particular team. Well, Elliot Shore Parks, finally, his mic works now.
Is this my punishment for last night? Is that what this
is? No, your punishment for last night is coming through for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah,
actually.
Okay.
So, Elliot, you know, I don't know if you heard on Friday's show, but we tasked Elliot with making a reservation for dinner for us.
Right.
And
Let's clarify that. I offered to do it.
You did. Yeah. You did. And you were most interested. You reached out to me. Yep. Should we make a reservation?
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah. And I said, can you just take it? My head can't process it.
Right.
I said, make the reservation. I'll make sure everybody's there. Now, we were a friend of mine, Amos Lee, the very successful recording artist.
Wow, name dropping.
I want to give credit to Amos. I want to give credit to Amos because Amos spent a lot of time in New Orleans and is a big restaurant guy.
Well, that's apparent.
Yeah, and I said, could you give us some pointers? Amos gives us a list of restaurants that is 70 restaurants deep.
So it wasn't a list. It was a phone book. That thing was – It must have been, I'm not even kidding, 130 restaurants on there.
And it was broken down into, if you want a nice place, do
right, if you want
blah, blah, blah. So it had everything. So Elliot essentially had at his disposal a list of restaurants from somebody who loves restaurants, who spent a lot of time in New Orleans. Elliot makes a reservation for a restaurant not on that list.
Well, so, okay. Let me make one thing clear. Very appreciative Amos Lee did that.
Elliot said Amos.
Amos.
Okay. Amos.
All right. That list was not helpful.
Skipping it.
The list was not helpful.
Of course it was.
If a list for a recommendation should be like four places, you know how many ones I had to check on there? There's like 120 restaurants. That's like a phone book. It's not really a helpful list.
You could have picked any of them, though, and you picked none of them.
Correct. Because, well, okay. So this is the other thing, right? Yeah. I had to find a reservation for six people, Super Bowl week.
Yep.
One's a vegan. One's a pescatarian.
Nope.
Jack doesn't like nice food. Two former NFL players. Like,
well,
name me the spot on that list or, you know, encyclopedia of things he sent to me that check those boxes.
Okay, let's break this down.
Let's do it.
Could we break it down? Let's break it down.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. The first thing is, you said I had to find a place for a vegan.
Yes.
Well, this place did not have one dish on the menu. Now, I'm going to finish.
Okay.
This restaurant did not have one dish on the menu that was vegan friendly. Now, in fairness, I told Elliot, just pick any place. I'll make it work. So he didn't have to worry about the vegan thing.
Right.
And he didn't because he didn't pick a restaurant that had any vegan options. Okay. The second thing, pescatarian. Do you know what that means?
No.
He'll eat fish. So literally any restaurant in New Orleans has a fish dish.
Right.
So that's off of there. So there's literally nothing you had to worry about.
So that's different when you're doing the reservation. Like, I did call two places to see if they had vegan options.
But I don't care.
I know. But it's still when I'm making the reservation, it's something I'm thinking about, right? And also, six people is a lot of people for these restaurants he sent. Like, it's a nice list he sent of restaurants. It's hard to get a reservation for six. Just putting that out there.
There was another place you sent me that was on his list that I approved.
Yes, but that place... You didn't approve, Justin.
I did.
Okay, what was it?
I didn't
think you approved that.
I did.
Okay. You are fine. You can pull it up. But I like that spot. I was into it. But at that point, like, I had been looking for 3 hours, and I just picked this spot. And here's what I'll say about the place last night. Everyone loved the food. Say what you will about it. Everyone loved the food. So, and you got, what'd you have, carrots and lettuce? You got what you wanted.
I had carrots and French fries.
Yeah, and French fries. And you were like, is it cooked in the batter of the blah, blah, blah?
No.
No, it's diva stuff.
No, yeah, it wasn't diva stuff. I asked her if it was cooked in, like,
duck fat.
Beef
duck
tallow.
Fat.
It was not.
She
said, don't. She's like, we do use the same fryer for the meat. I said, I don't care.
That was big of you.
Well, bro, I said, Justine's, here it is. Let me call them. They didn't answer. Go for it. They'll figure it out.
Okay, so you did approve that spot.
Yeah.
But, like, I thought this place, A, was within walking distance to your hotel, so that was a nice...
Elliot, you know, there were 7,000 restaurants walking distance to our hotel.
Right, but the list he sent was far too detailed to pick from. It's just a fact.
So you tried not to use it.
You choked.
No, yes, of course I choked. But
okay,
regardless,
but that's all
I'm saying.
You choked.
But it was a much tougher task than I think you're giving it credit for.
It wasn't.
It was.
It wasn't.
Six people, Super Bowl week.
That restaurant you could have found anywhere in America. It was empty when we got there.
They did have availability.
It did heat up, though.
It did heat up. Yes, it did. It felt like New Orleans in there.
This dude went on to Open Table, I guarantee.
Yes, that's exactly what I did. I put in six people for 6:30.
And he took the top one, and he just said,
eventually, that's what I did.
Yeah.
My wife will tell you, I must have spent 3 hours on the couch, looking at different places, sending them to you. And I didn't want to keep texting you and bothering you, like,
I know.
About this one?
But I answered every time.
I know, but I feel bad when I'm like, what about this? What about this? What about this?
You are a disgrace. We'll get back to more of Elliot. And add some football.
Maybe my mic will stop working.
Yeah, right, hopefully.
Yeah.
We all hope.
Anyway, I can make one for tomorrow night if you guys want.
I would love for you to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would absolutely hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's see.
Make one for tonight.
Well, here's the funny thing. So when me
I got to – hold on 1 second. All right.
Jesus, Mike.
Well, no, I got to talk about Colonial Hyundai. It's one of – I love talking about Colonial Hyundai. You know, when we talk about our football team, the gold standard, we don't love that. You talk about gold standard to buy a brand new vehicle, a brand new car, a brand new Hyundai. They live up to gold standard, John Ashdale, the cars are in the team at Colonial. They will make your process buying a new car faster, easier, better. Fast, over 200 new Hyundais in stock, so they'll have the one you want. Worried about how much you're going to spend? Over 80 of them, less than $30,000. And they're going to make it easy. Financing as low as 0% on select 2024s, and they're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. anyone, they'll even give you $6,500 guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. 24/7, morning, noon, or night, you can go to ColonialHyundai.com and see what they have there on the lot. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
Well, I was going to say, it's funny. When me and my now wife first started dating, as a gift, we went to Seattle, and I put the whole weekend together. I picked all the restaurants. We got there. One was closed. One was too expensive, and I couldn't even find the third one. So
nice.
It was probably an indication that I was not the man for the job.
Yeah.
But I think it still worked out great.
Well, last night,
You picked a nice breakfast place today, though.
I did. I picked a good breakfast place today. Jack sat with me and played on his phone the whole time.
Oh, there you go. Sounds like Jack.
Yeah.
Sounds like Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't have to say that.
Well, you did.
I was busy.
Did something else happen with breakfast?
No, I ate alone. Jack
went
to breakfast.
Oh, my God. You are the biggest diva on Radio Row. It's
who,
unbelievable.
Me?
What's this about?
No. He said... Okay, last thing. This is on the air, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yep, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's hash it out.
He texts me, I'm going for a run. And
yes.
I'm like, okay.
Yep. Never a doubt.
And he said, are you interested in breakfast? I said, I don't eat breakfast, but I will hang. I said, I'm going for a walk.
I don't eat breakfast, but if you could find a place for us to get breakfast for three people.
No, it's not find a place. You can go anywhere for breakfast.
Right.
I will go, I'll have coffee, you know, whatever, want to hang. All right, you're hanging with my guys.
Your
thanks
people.
For the invite, by the way.
My guys, right.
You're like an hour away from us.
Yeah, all right. So Jack texted me. I said, okay. I said, I'm going for a walk. I will be back around 9. I will shower and get ready. I'll be ready between 9:15 and 9:20.
Sounds definitive.
He goes, okay, sounds good. I get back from my walk. I get out of the shower. He texts me, we're on our way back. And I'm like, from what? And then Ike calls me. He's like, hey, man, just want to see how you're doing. And I'm like, he's like, are you up? I was like, yeah, been up. I've been texting Jack. I was like, are you guys going to go out to breakfast? He goes, we're coming back from breakfast.
Wow.
So everybody, this is like everyone's out to get me.
Well, let the record show, when I told Jack I was getting breakfast, the next thing I said was, we should tell Spike and Ike.
Yeah.
So,
and I said, I already ate with Ike.
Yeah, it is what he said.
Yeah. Well, here we are, New Orleans.
Spike, that's a great
Super Bowl week.
The WIP afternoon show experience in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And we'll get, by the way, we'll hear more about the dinner.
Oh, we got a lot to get to.
Yeah,
honestly, like our text conference, it was too much hassle. And I was ready for it to be over.
It wasn't hassle. I just said to wait for me.
Lots of, I was hungry.
How early did you eat breakfast?
8:30.
It's insanely
early. So he could wait 30 more minutes and I would have been ready.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
I had to factor in the Ike factor.
There is. What's the Ike factor?
Ike was ready to go.
Okay. He knows whose name is first in the show.
Yeah.
Now you blamed it on me.
Yeah. So, Elliot, I'm going to ask you the question that the show is today. We started off asking everybody. We were all really confident a week ago today, coming off of the big win against the Commanders. But we're a week away from that, and, you know, it's settling in, who we're playing, all those sorts of things. Do you feel more or less confident than you felt a week ago for the Eagles about this game?
It's a great question. I truly view this as like a 50-50 toss-up. I know that's not the most exciting take to have.
Wow. Tornado Shore Parks.
Right. Yeah. But I truly think like this game is going to be decided by one or two plays, and it's just going to be lucky on who makes them. That's where we're at. So in terms of a confidence level, I guess I would say less confident, just because the more I look at the Chiefs roster, I do think they're a better team than 2022. I think they have better receivers. I think their defense is better. I think just they're a naturally better team with two more years of experience. They've won, you know, an extra Super Bowl since then. But the flip side of that would be, I think when you watch the last time these two teams played, the Eagles outplayed them for the majority of the 8 quarters they played. They outplayed them for definitely the first 2 quarters of Super Bowl 22. And then they beat them last year in Kansas City. And I thought kind of the last 2.5, 3 quarters, they were the better team in that game too. So I guess I would still say less confident, just because the closer it gets, the more the reality sets in. Like, it is the Chiefs, and they basically never lose. But this Eagles team has really played with them, if not better than them, in the 2 matches they've played.
Yeah, I think the thing about the Chiefs is you can outplay them and still lose. And that is that can happen in any game, of course. But that is the sort of magic is not the thing. But they're at the place as a football team where this sounds cliche, but they know how to win.
They're the new Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah, they just,
I mean, that's what they are.
They figure it out.
I agree with that, but I do think while they've not won the Super Bowl as the Chiefs have, obviously, the Eagles do also have that about them, though. And so I think that's what makes this a tough game to kind of pick. Like, the Eagles basically never lose. Like, over the last 3 years, other than the collapse, which certainly
counts. Other than all the games they lost.
Other than all the ones they lost.
Other than losing 6 of 7.
But no, in all seriousness, I think that's clearly, now if you look at it, an anomaly more than it is who they are. Like, they basically win 4 out of every 5 games, it feels like, with Nick and Jalen. And they don't always play great. They don't, like, but they always find a way to win. So they are not on the Chiefs level where it's like you just don't pick them to lose because they're the Chiefs. But they're pretty close when you look at the resume. Like, everything you can say about Mahomes in terms of his ability to win games, like, Jalen does have that as well. I know it looks different stylistically, but in terms of the final result, the Eagles just don't really lose often. So it's hard to pick against them. So it's hard to pick against them in that way, just like it is with the Chiefs.
Yes, right. Two teams that, and I think the reason that non-Eagles fans and non-Chiefs fans defer to the Chiefs is just because of the track record of success.
And the other thing, too, when they lost in 2022, the way they lost, it's almost like they've engineered this team off of the exact reasons they lost. Like, why did they lose? Jalen had a turnover. He obviously had an outstanding year taking care of the ball. Special teams mistakes. The special teams have been way better the last 2 years since that Super Bowl. Just, like, uncharacteristic penalties. Isaac Seumalo jumping off sides on 3rd and 1, making it a 3rd and 6, which results in Jalen fumbling the ball, blowing up lead, or, you know, coughing up leads. Like, and I think they're a tougher team than they were in 2022. When you rewatch that Super Bowl, the Chiefs ran through the Eagles, like through them and over them. Teams don't do that to this defense. So I do think when they've, like, thought about what to focus on these last 2 years, a lot of the points that they picked came from how they lost that specific game.
Yeah, tougher practices.
Yeah, no, the extra 10 minutes were tough, I agree.
This guy.
Yeah. They're a tougher team now, maybe because they...
They are tougher, I agree.
No, they just decided to be tougher. Up one day.
Well, they emphasize it, I agree, but they were also a tough team in 22. They just didn't... They weren't tough in
They were not
game.
Tough. They had a dork at defensive coordinator.
They weren't tough in 23.
They weren't tough in 23, I agree with that, yeah. 2022, they were.
No, they weren't.
But in that game, they got...
No one was proud of that defense.
I knew that was
No
coming.
One was proud of the 2022 team. What are you talking about?
No defense. One was of the defense.
The defense was awesome that year.
But they didn't pass the eye test.
First of all, the defense in the Super Bowl gets completely, like, the way people talk about it is absurd. They let up 7 points in the first half. They really only let up 24 points in the entire game when you consider one was an offensive touchdown, the other one, the Chiefs got the ball in, like, the 2-yard line after the special teams thing. So the defense played way better than they're given credit. And also, people overlook in that game, the offense had two possessions in the second half where they could have do something and they didn't. And the special teams made a massive mistake. Like, there was a period in that game where it went, the defense gave up a touchdown, the offense went 3 and out, the special teams blew it, and then the defense set up a touchdown. That's on all 3 units. That's not on just the defense.
All right. Top 5 coming up next.
Yep.
Now, I've been told the top 5 on Radio Row is very special.
Well, yes.
And what do we have to look forward to in the top 5 at 5?
The best things that happened yesterday.
The best things that happened yesterday.
There's a lot that happened
There's
yesterday.
A lot.
Is the dinner one of them?
Well, you already covered that. I took that out of the top five.
Oh, you did?
Well, yeah.
He's here.
We broke it down. What's in the top 5? Elliot, just wait and listen.
Yeah, I can tell you what's not in there is Ike making us wait 45 minutes for him to get dressed. We already discussed that.
Yeah.
Elliot appreciated it.
Yeah, of anyone.
Me and Ike ended up having a good time. So, and Jack.
I was there.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. And Jack. Jack.
I saw the videos of you having a good time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Not from off.
I'm just saying, I would have been better in the Gilly video.
Cutting a rug.
Well, of course you would have. Yeah.
Well, better than Rod and Jack.
Anyone could have been better in the video.
Yeah.
I'm stiff.
Yep.
All right, pause.
Hey, 215-592-9494. On Radio Row in New Orleans, this is the WIP Afternoon Show.
Hey, great news. There's never been a better time to make the move to Verizon. Get over $500 in value and savings when you have mobile and Fios with Verizon. Plus, the Fios 1 gig plan comes with a 5-year price guarantee. Save up to $300 annually on your Fios internet bill. Plus, for a limited time, get a $200 Verizon gift card when you sign up for a Fios 1 gig plan and use it to pay your Fios bill. Now, that's like getting 3 months of free Fios home internet. Don't miss out. Stop by your nearest Verizon location for details on this limited time offer and learn how you can get over $500 in value and savings today.